People stand on the corner of 9th and St. Joe, holding signs and cheering when drivers honk in support. Luke Huber came from Spearfish to stand with a sign that reads on one side, "If I can't marry my boyfriend, then I'll marry your daughter." Huber says when he's ready to commit to someone, he wants a marriage, not a civil union.
It's like a young girl. She looks forward to wearing her white dress someday, not for her civil union. You know, we look forward to having our wedding, not our civil union, to have that realness of it, you know?
The other side of Huber's sign also contains writing, which he reads aloud.
I can vote because I'm human, not because I'm male. I can go to school because I'm human, not because I'm white. One day I want to get married because I'm human, not because I'm straight.
Another sign in the crowd says, "Did I vote on your marriage?" Holding it is Scott Burcham, who says the court has the duty to uphold the Constitution against biblical arguments.
They have to follow the Constitution. They can't go by their religious beliefs or anything. You know, that's what they're there for. They're supposed to follow the Constitution, period.
Okay, so you see this as a religious issue.
I think in South Dakota it's a big religious issue.
Several of the demonstrators identify as heterosexual but say they want to show support for marriage equality. Caitlin Moynihan is one of them.
I'm here because people are people and they should be able to get married if they want to. I don't want to get married, but I can if I want to.
The gathering drew a couple dozen people and lasted about half an hour. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.